We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Y98 and the Courtney and Company Morning Show with Demi Lovato. And we are asking for healthcare providers that have made an impact in your life. We are doing the Courtney and Company Honor Roll presented by Healthcare Family Credit Union. And so if it's a doctor, a nurse, physical therapist, a medical technician, any other patient care provider, we want to know about them. In 98 words or less, you can nominate them and tell us why they made an impact on your life. You can get all the details at Y98.com, but you have until, let's see, March 24th to get those letters into us, and then we're going to recognize them each day on the air, special shout out, and then we're all getting together for an honor roll brunch at Llewellyn's in Webster Groves on May 30th. So get those in. You can find all the details, Y98.com.
Foodstuffs! I'm Tim Convey, and this is Foodstuffs. It's sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke, one in the Delmar Loop, one down on Southampton. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney and Co. Y98, so tune into that. I feel like in the last few weeks we've mentioned In-N-Out quite a bit.
Yeah,
it's out on the West Coast. Some of us have had it. It's, you know, mixed review. I'm into it.
We talked about it so much that I was looking for recipes on Pinterest the other day, and they gave me a gluten-free In-N-Out burger animal style.
Ooh.
Very specific.
You gonna make it?
No.
Fair enough. I bring it up because Puma, I know we all like Puma around here, just teamed up with In-N-Out for In-N-Out Burger shoes. It's a real thing. It's basically the
meat shoes.
In-N-Out have a very
distinct logo.
Logo and just the colors and the whole branding of the whole thing. And
if you love In-N-Out Burger, why not?
Why not?
And Puma's a fine shoe.
It is a fine shoe. They only made so many, and they sold out real fast. $114 a pair.
I never did get that Taco Bell mild sauce packet towel.
I know. That was cool.
I know. I still want it.
Maybe we can find one of those for
you. I think I looked, and then they weren't selling them anymore.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't give it much time.
Foodstuffs.
I was going to buy you a shirt over the weekend in Kansas City. It said, "Here for the beer." But it was expensive. It was at Boulevard. You know, Boulevard's like KC Microbrew. And
I almost bought a shirt for myself the other day that said, "I need a hug." And the hug's real big, but then it said GE beer. Huge beer. I didn't.
So this is interesting. There's a video that's gone viral. It's ice cream with a Whopper in it. And you might think like the candy, because quite a while ago on the show, you were talking about, what was it? Oh, your
stale
mom likes
Whoppers.
Stale Whoppers.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the burger. You meant the candy. I'm talking about the burger. So it is ice cream with chunks of Burger King Whopper in it. It's this video that's gone viral where they make it. They chop them up. They froze it. Put it in the ice cream. It's really more... there's not even much ice cream involved. It's like just frozen. It's basically you're just eating a Whopper frozen.
Frozen patty.
Yeah, people are into it.
They are?
Yeah.
Is it like a single ice cream place?
It is a YouTube channel called Ice Cream Rolls. So they do all kinds of different weird flavors. You know, that's a big thing. We've talked about that, like the one with like blood in it and all the other stuff. Well, this is the new one that they're trying. But it's funny, in the video, no one actually tries it. So they're like, yeah, it's probably not that good. I would take a bite. I'm a big Whopper.
Sounds terrible.
And then this is pretty crazy. Weird clothes. People are doing, you know, environmentally conscious clothing. And what can we make this stuff out of? And you see, like, the shoes being made out of plastic water bottles and all this. This might be taking it too far. Tell me what you think.
Oh, yeah. I bought a sweatshirt that was made out of water bottles.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. It's nice.
It is? Comfortable?
It was very expensive.
I have shoes made out of water bottles.
I got water bottles. There's a fashion company in Italy making clothes out of spoiled milk.
Ew.
Here's the deal.
How do they find it?
Millions of gallons of spoiled milk get thrown out every year, so this company takes the stuff, heats it up, and uses a special process to spin it into fibers, and then use those fibers to make shirts.
No thanks. Wow.
They say the shirts are extremely soft, and they're selling them for $50 each. Right now, you can only get them in Italy, but they say they're going to take them worldwide this year. And if you're wondering, they don't smell bad.
Okay, don't you guys dump if you have like a little bit of milk that's bad? Don't you dump it?
Yeah, down the sink.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because then you have to rinse out the container. What are people just throwing the containers out with spoiled
milk?
That's
what I'm wondering.
Maybe. Well, yeah, I don't think they're rummaging through. I'm sure they have some kind of system, or maybe with restaurants or some sorts of chains. Or
grocery stores.
Right. Yeah, or even dairy industry or something where they're, you know.
What is the rule on milk?
Smell it.
I know, but I always even if I know it's still good and it's the date that's on there.
No, it's okay.
It tastes bad to me.
If it's like a week past expiration, then you just wear it.
But what is the real rule? Could it be, it's best before this date, how many days after that date?
No, Ryan has some rule because his parents own a grocery store.
What's the rule on bread, too? I need both rules.
Does
bread,
have
you have
mold
to see.
On it?
You tear the mold off and then you eat it.
Bread never lasts past the expiration date in our house.
Oh, it doesn't?
No, we love carbs.
You don't?
Well, I used to.
That's Food Stuffs. Follow us on Instagram at Courtney & Co. Y98. Food Stuffs!
Listen, we went out to dinner on Saturday night, and the guy was like, do you just not like bread? And I said, oh, no, I love bread. It just doesn't love me back.
Yeah,
it's a real bad. The bread. It's an abusive relationship, for sure. Lance Hilton right now, the heart of the rush hour.
North County, let's start there. You're going to be slow on westbound 270.
Engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.